В эфире новые слова и словечки, появившиеся в современном английском языке. Сегодня мы ведем речь о преимуществах или недостатках членства в Евросоюзе.
In the last few days, it has become clear that reaction to monetary union has been very muted, despite earlier...
Six European countries, including Germany, France and Italy, came together in 1958 to form an economic association. Since then, the common market has grown to include several more members, and it's been given three different names. It's now known as the EU, or the European Union. EU, or European Union.
Евросоюз, Европейский союз или Европейское сообщество. Очень часто в новостях говорят EU.
It's difficult to know how popular the EU really is within the different member countries. Many important decisions are made in Brussels, which then become law in all the EU countries. Some people don't agree with these directives. Directives.
Директивы. Да, масса граждан стран-участниц Евросоюза считает, что бюрократы...
No. The eurocrats. Eurocrats.
Ах, простите, еврократы, выпускающие кучу разных директив и постановлений, просто оторваны от реальности.
Yes, the European Union is a very emotional topic. People either support the Union or are strongly against it. Those who don't believe in it or are skeptical of it are known as eurosceptics. Евроскептикс.
Евроскептики. Не только простые люди, но и политические деятели утверждают, что Евросоюз уничтожает или ведет к уничтожению суверенитета страны. А сторонники Евросоюза говорят, что страны-участницы не превращаются в Соединенные Штаты Европы.
Perhaps one of the biggest problems facing individual nations is the benefit of having a united financial policy or monetary union. Monetary union.
Монетарный союз, да, но на этот счет тоже есть масса противоречивых мнений.
But monetary union is slowly becoming a reality. Even though people may not want to lose their national currency, such as the franc or pound, when it's replaced by the euro or European currency unit, euro or European currency unit.
Евро, то есть евровалюта. Да, отпускникам и путешественникам теперь не придется каждый раз менять деньги, пересекая границы европейских стран. Но другие преимущества общей денежной единицы для всех пока не очевидны. Повтори, пожалуйста, сегодняшние слова и выражения.
Okay, we've been talking about the common market. That's the EU or European Union, as it's now called. When new laws are made, they are called directives. Not everybody believes in the EU and its directives. These people are called eurosceptics. In particular, they are worried about monetary union, as they don't want to lose their own currency now that the euro has become the official European currency unit.
Спасибо, Невил. Я желаю вам заработать сегодня кучу денег в любой валюте. Хорошего вам дня. Всего доброго. Bye-bye.